Blog Talk Radio. face. He is so holy, and he is so righteous. Praise God. Oh, how we worship him. We desire to worship him and to praise him, to give him all the glory. Praise God. You're holy. Yes, you are. You're holy. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. We come to worship the Almighty King, the Lord of Lords, and the God of all gods. Praise God. There is no other God like our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's just a faithful God today. He's faithful to you. He's faithful to me. He's faithful to his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. God's favors are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Praise God. God will give you rest from anything that you're going through if you call upon him and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. He is a faithful God. Yes, he is. He's faithful in all that he says and do. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will not go back on his word. His word is truth. Praise God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. He will give us rest. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins today, God. Truly, we have sinned and come short of your glory, God. So, Lord, look deep down in our hearts, our mind, oh, God, and Father God, remove everything from us, oh, God, that shouldn't be, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we desire healing from the inward parts, oh, God. Anything, oh, God, that's not like you, God, we're asking you to remove it. Look on the sick, oh, God, everywhere. Those, oh, God, that, oh, God, need a healing, oh, God, physically, mentally, and spiritually, oh, God. Oh, Father, heal tonight, oh God, by your power. Oh God, let your, oh God, healing flow. Just flow through everyone's mind. Oh God, through their hearts, oh God. And oh God, empower them, oh God, with your love like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, someone may be fighting with high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, arthritis, oh God. Some of them may be fighting with, oh God, a son or daughter, oh God, that's on drugs. Lord, we know, oh God, in this country and out of this country, there is so much, oh God, that goes on with our children, God. Some of them is taken into slavery, oh God. Oh God, there is trafficking going on, sex trafficking going on with our children, and they are taken, oh God, from us, God. Oh God, some of them, oh God, is in behind bars, oh God, and God, some mother's heart is aching, God. But God, we know, God, that you knows all things, oh God. And we know, Father God, that you can heal all things. Because we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, there is some, oh God, that's hurting from one thing or another. It may be a marriage, oh God, that's breaking apart, oh God. Oh God, there may be one that had been dating and was expecting to get married, oh God. And the relationship was broken and left them shattered, God. Oh, God, but we know that, God, you's a healer, God, of every hurt, God, just because you said bring all our cares and burden unto you, oh, God. All of that, oh, God, come unto you, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, if they have heavy hearts, God. God, you're a healer, God. God, you knows everything, God. There ain't nothing you don't know, God. We place this in your hands, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, some may be, oh God, don't have place to live. Some may be poor, oh God. Some may be poor in spirit. Some may be poor and don't have finances. God, don't have food, don't have shelter, oh God. But we know, God, that you can make a way. You can cause a fist to unlitch itself and give out. And, oh God, give food, give water, God. Oh God, all over this world, God, where the hunger. God, especially those, oh God, that are in view of the oh, God, bombings that's going on overseas, oh, God, Father God, where parents and loved ones are running with little children, children that's been bombed, oh, God, oh, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know, God, Lord God, that you know that this going to happen, God, but you ask us to pray for them, oh, God, that they, oh, God, find a way or a way of escape, oh, God, oh, Father God, and some of them have to live on the tents and covered on the blankets, but, God, I know you're making a way, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, Father God, you are the one true God, Lord. And we know, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that you knows them right where you know that they would be fighting these battles, oh, God. But, God, open up yourself to them and make yourself mighty, known mighty to them, God, that you're right there with them, God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, help our people in every way, every nationality all around the world, oh God, that may need you to step in, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, they may be sick, they may have cleft palates, oh God, they may have, oh God, deaf ears, but God, I know that you can open deaf ears, you can open blinded eyes, God. There's nothing, Father, that you can't do, Lord. And God, we believe you, God, to step in, Father God, and make every road straight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch, oh God, by your spirit. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heal tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said we can come in your name and we can use your name, that name which is more powerful than any other name, that name which is above any other name, that name, oh God, oh Father God, that no man can conquer, no man, oh God, you are the great high priest, oh God, and in you, oh Father God, do we claim all our victories, oh God, is in you. Yes, Lord God, every victory is won, Lord God, in you, Father God. And we search for you, oh God, and we look to you, and we call upon you as you have told us to do, God. And you said if we seek you, we will find you. Oh God, thank you, because you are to be found, God. You are just waiting on us, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, God, touch in every way now, Lord. Oh, God, Father God, move in every way, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, move mightily in every way, oh, God. Oh, God, you know, oh, God, if it's your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you have enjoying our praise and worship time with the Lord. It's so good when we can enter in to the praises and just bathe our spirit in the praises of God. Praise God. Because, oh, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will he heal from heaven and he will heal our land. We want our land to be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, at this time, I'm going to bring to you my co-host, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Peggy.
Well, hello, dear Lord. We are here today to praise you and to let you know that God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist William George. You may reach us at God's Favorites Post Office Box from 704 Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Phone number 504-347-5797. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. call this number, area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. It is wonderful that we can tune in to God's favorite radio program on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Victorious Living on Friday night at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Just call that number again, 714-409-0578, and ask someone to listen with you. It's a great program for Sunday nights at 7 and Friday nights at 7. Be a great listener. You will be blessed by God's words. Our request tonight for prayer is for children. Children in schools, children in hospitals, children at home, children all over the world. Most of our little darlings are there in this world and does not know the responsibility what adults have to face. But they're growing, and they need to know the love of God, and they need to know that prayer can reach the Lord, and parents can pray and bless their children, not curse them, bless their kids. Our neighbors, all types of illness. We have neighbors that live next door to us that has been suffering with diabetes, with eyes problems, with kidney problems, with heart disease. Just remember, as you pass your neighbor's house, even though you might not know them personally, just say a prayer for them as you pass by. Remember our police department. Remember our government officials. They need a lot of prayer because they're governing a lot of people that have different ideas than what they have. But we need to have God give them the instructions on how to handle the situation. A special friend might be sick tonight, might need financial help, might need just a prayer of encouragement. Remember, homeless men and women, children, and also grieving people, grieving parents, grieving families. They've just lost a loved one. Parents with children in prisons. Remember, as a person goes to prison, many of us think of it as a death in the family. It hurts that father, that mother, that brother, that sister, that child. Just think about what God can do. God can change that life. God can transform that person. Because we need to declare that they are God's children, and we need to keep praying for them. All unspoken requests, remember that. We don't know what others might be thinking tonight, but we just ask you to remember unspoken requests. Because there's many folks that don't want to share with us publicly, but they have a heavy heart. And they need an answer from God. Make a declaration for your life. Say, I am a believer, not a doubter. Keep that in your mind. I don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I have been set free. I am free to love, to worship, and to trust with no fear of rejection or being hurt. I am slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to anger. I am a giver. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I love to give. I have plenty of money to give away all the time. Because the Word of God tells us what we should say. And just remember to keep praising God for all His help for us this year and for the days to come. In Psalms 148, it says, praise the Lord from the skies. Praise Him high above the earth. Praise Him, all you angels. Praise Him, all your armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, highest heaven. and you water above the sky. Let them praise the Lord, because they were created by his command. He put them in place forever and ever. He made a law that they will never change. Praise the Lord from the earth, you large sea animals and all the oceans, lightning and hail, snow and mist, and stormy winds that obey him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animal and all cattle, crawling animals and birds, king of the earth and all of the nations, princes and all the rulers of the earth, young men and women, old people and children, praise the Lord, because he alone is great. He is more wonderful than heaven and earth. God has given his people a king. He shall be praised by all who belong to him. He shall be praised by the Israelites, the people closest to his heart. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? We can say praise the Lord without any doubt because he is great to us. He's there always and he listens to us and he wants us to praise him. Praise him every day. Just open that word and just read a short chapter every day and get encouragement for your soul. Give your soul a little encouragement by repeating, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. What can I help you with today, Lord? God has everything planned for us. All we have to do is call upon his name, and it shall be done. Isn't that wonderful? This is God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and Victorious Living at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great listener. And again, call this number, 714-409-0578, and let somebody else know that God is on the throne. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Sister Peggy. I also have another request came in to pray for Lucille, and we're going to pray for her right now. That's going to be going to surgery on tomorrow morning for her heart. So right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, will you know Lucille, Lord, and you know that this prayer request would come in, God. We lift Lucille up to you, Lord God. Father God, that you can touch her heart, God, and God, help the doctors to, oh, Father God, in every way, oh, God, that they're going to do surgery on her heart, God. God, that you're going to give her a new heart, God, when they finish with her, God. She'll be all renewed in you, God, and she heal, and she will heal quickly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let every blood vessel will be pumping properly, oh, God. Oh, God, touch her heart right now, God. God, you hold the doctor's hand and guide them, God. Every nurse that's going to be around the bedside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, no weapons formed. Let her not go in with fear. No weapons formed against her shall prosper. Let her go in, oh God, with, oh God, joy in her heart, God, that you, oh God, going to take her through this thing, and God, you're going to deliver her out of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Tonight, we want to, again, talk about praise. And tonight, our topic is going to be effective praise. We want our praise to be effective. We want our praise not just to be saying we are praising the Lord, but we want it to be of worth. Praise God. So why do I teach on praise so much? Because this is the best way to defeat the enemy in our praise. Praise God. It is the best way. Now, you think the word of God may be, but God desires us to praise him. Praise God. And what we don't do, we don't praise God enough. Praise drives out the enemy. Praise God. Yes. Praise drives out the enemy. Praise removes doubts. The more you praise the Lord, the more your spirit will be lifted. Praise God.
So praise removes doubts. Praise gives us freedom. You get freedom and liberty in the Lord. Praise is liberty to be free. Praise God. You are free in Jesus Christ. The more you praise him, the more he is lifted up and is worthy to be praised. There is only one God, and he is the only one we desire, that we should desire to worship. We shouldn't desire to worship anyone else. Why? Because he is the only one that created us to worship him. He is the only one that nobody else didn't create you to worship him but God. So we desire to see things happen in our lives. We want to be healed. We want to be blessed. We want to see salvation in our families and in our land and in our country. We desire to see our needs met. And only God can do it. Only God can do it. The Bible says there is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ, God, God's Son. Praise God. There is only one way. So if anybody tells you there's another way, that you can get your faith onto to Jesus, know that there's only one way, and that's through the Lord God, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Let's look at a verse here. Psalms 115, praise God. Psalms 115 reads as thus, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name do we give glory." Praise God. "For thy mercy and for thy truth's sakes, wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God?" See, the heathens is going to say to you when you are praising God, "Well, where is that God that you praise?" And you just tell them you know in whom you believe in, that there is only one God. But our God is in heaven. Yes, our God. And he has done whatsoever he has pleased. Their idols are silver and gold. Yes, they worship other things, the things on the earth, the things that they can see. Praise God. And the work of men's hand. They work. That's what they worship. Praise God. They have mouths, but they cannot speak, nor eyes, that they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear, and noses that they cannot smell. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so as everyone that trusteth in them. Everything that they make is false and can fade away, but your God is forever and ever. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. O people, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, for he is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. God don't have no respect of a person. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You are your children, you and your children. God is so good. Look what he said he will do. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heavens and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. God has given us how we can.
can praise him, how we can trust him. Praise God. That is the result of our praise. Freedom from demons. Demons of fear. Demons of doubt. There is victory in our praise. For we are overcomers. There is healing in our praise. Praise God. That's why we bring praise to you the first few minutes, 10 or 15 minutes of the program, because we understand that praise is very much needed. We must come in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 14 that we just read, say, when we praise, it will subdue our enemies. And it will drive out devils. And verse 16 says how we will reap good from the Lord as we praise him. God will give us good things, praise God, when we praise him. We must praise him with our whole heart, praise God. If your heart is not in with his heart, because he said, you are in me and I in you. So God wants our whole heart. He wants your heart, praise God, a heart unto him, a heart that's free unto him, a heart that's not bound up and cluttered where it cannot receive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. We're just going to praise the Lord. I want y'all to realize the praises that you can receive when you're just riding along and praising the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, if your heart is not in it, then you're not effective. There's some deadness, praise God. This is a thing that is going on with you, God, and with you, and this is a thing that goes on between you and God, and it concerns no one else but you and him. We want our praise to pierce the heavens and not bouncing off the ceiling or just going any place. We want our praise to be effective. Praise God. Effective praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to look at, you know, David. Matter of fact, the whole Psalms is just praise. Praise God. The whole entire Psalms is just praise. But we take different scriptures out. And I really want you to really dig in on this tonight. The effective part of your praise. We're going to look at Psalms 56, praise God. And it reads, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighteth daily, oppresseth me. Man will try to oppress you with all kind of things that's not of God. But keep your praise in your heart. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they are many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. No matter what comes, he say, I will trust in thee. In God will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. That's the enemy. See what he? That's why you got to praise the Lord, to praise these things off. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps, and they wait for my soul. The devil wants your soul. He does not want you to have any happiness. He does not want you to have any peace. He wants you to do what he wants you to do at all times. If the devil can get you to say, go do some drugs,
or go drink some alcohol or whatever it is. He does not want you to have an effective praise. Praise God. Shall they escape my iniquity and thine anger? Cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wandering. Put thou my fears into thy tabernacle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thou tellest my wandering. Put thou my fears unto thy Bible. And are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. Thus I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. And I will not be afraid what man can do. He keeps telling us over and over in these scriptures, don't worry about what man may try to do because these are your enemies. Put your trust in the Lord. Praise God. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. And in God have I put my trust, and I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me. O God, I will render praise unto thee. You got to let the Lord know that you will render praise unto him. Praise God. Praise should always be in your mouth. Praise God. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, and will not thou deliver my feet from falling. God will keep you, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is going to keep your feet from falling if you just praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look over there at Psalm 66. Praise God. Look at Psalm 66. Praise God. And it said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. God wish that all of us would praise him at all time. Make a joyful noise, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. God want you to make his praise to him glorious, to be excited, to be exuberant. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That just touches me when he said, make his praise glorious. Praise God. Say unto God, how terrible, praise God, art thou and thy works. Although the greatness of thy power, shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee, and they shall sing in thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea to dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice. They still, no matter what went on, they still rejoiced in the Lord, even though the enemy was on their back. Praise God. And God is letting us know that today. Praise God. No matter what we are going through, oh, if he brought the children through the wilderness and brought them through on dry land, they was on bare feet and everything, but God brought them through. Surely, 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 if you praise him, yes, he's going to bring you through on dry land. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is just awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. He turned the sea into dry land, he said. He ruleth by the powers forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Let it be heard, y'all, which holdeth our soul in light and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Praise God. God is talking to us here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thou knowest my footsteps. Praise God. Wait, let me see. I think I turned too many pages. Praise God. 66. Okay.
He said, "For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Praise God. I will go into thy house with burnt offering, and I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifice of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats." Praise God. "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done in my soul." God is looking for our soul to be rejoiced. Praise God. "I cried unto him with my mouth," hear now, "and he was extolled with thy tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." So don't hold nothing in your heart. Walk with a spirit of forgiveness and praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. "But verily God, which heard me, he hath attended to my voice of my prayer. Blessed be the God, which has not turned away my prayers, nor his mercy from me." Praise God. God will not turn himself away from you. If you keep on praising him, he will not turn himself away from you. That's the kind of God we serve. Look at Acts 13 and 48. Acts 13 and 48 says, praise God. This is so rich, praise God. "And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord." See, these people rejoiced. Are we excited enough for our praise to be effective? Praise God. Let's see. "And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed." As many. Oh, salvation. I'm telling you, there is salvation in praise. Praise God. People must come to the Lord when you are praising the God with a sincere praise, and it's very effective. Praise God. God does not want dead works. No, God does not want. There is nothing dead about God. He is alive. So shall our praise be alive. We don't want to come with a dead praise. Praise God. God does not want us to play church. No, he does not want us to play church. He is looking for the real church. One who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, God is looking for one who will worship him, he said, in spirit and in truth. God wants a spiritual energy. A spiritual energy, not a fake energy, not putting on. No, that's not what he desires. He wants you to be moved by the Spirit of God in you, because he's in you and you are in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that you can worship him in spirit and in truth, and that spiritual energy will be enlightened. It will enlighten your spirit, man. It will enlighten your soul. It will enlighten your eyes, your hearing. You will hear from God even better. You will, speak in the spirit even better. Oh, when you give God your highest praise. Give him your highest praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, there will be joy in your soul and in your heart. Praise God. When you give him a sincere praise so that it can be affected, so that once you are freed and free indeed, you won't want to return back to bondage. You don't want to go back.
you are so happy and joyful in the Lord, praise God, that you don't want those dead things to ever return to you. Your soul is lifted, your heart is lifted, your mind is joyful, praise God. And you go about thanking God every day, thanking him for what he has done, praise God. We have faith. When we have true praise, we have the faith, and we will keep that faith, praise God. It gives us faith to go on, praise God, to go on and on. The faith that it lifts our faith, praise God, hallelujah, that we can do all things. We believe then that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Praise God, hallelujah. It'll give you that faith. It will give you that faith to do all things. Praise God. Hallelujah. You'll feel like that you can run through a troop and jump over a wall. Yes, Lord, that's the kind of praise I'm talking about, that effective praise that's in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know that grace is sufficient in all things. Praise God. That grace will lead us into a higher realm because we know that grace, will lead us. Praise God. We are a living sanctuary. Praise God. We know then, when grace does abound, faith does much more abound. Then we are a living sanctuary. We are living in the realm then. Oh, praise God, that our praise are effective, or is effective. Oh, praise God. Our praise, praise God, is effective. And it's touching, praise God, the throne room. As I play some songs, the throne room, we know that we are touching the throne room of God, and he hears us, and then he bows his ear to us. He desires to hear the praises of his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. He desires that we will praise him. But make our praise effective. Don't praise him just to be praising him, but praising him knowing that God is going to do something awesome. Because he's a mighty God, and he is an awesome God. And he is ready, and that he's willing to reach into your situation. I don't care what it is that you may be going through, but whatever situation you may be going through tonight, all the prayer requests that we have, we believe God that he's going to step in and he's going to move mighty in behalf of everyone, even the lady that's going to heart surgery tomorrow. We believe God for her. Praise God. We believe that God is going to touch her life. God allowed things in our life to happen for a reason, as we just read in the Word. The enemies will come through people, and they will try to destroy you. But when you are in tune with God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When you are in tune, praise God, I want you to hear that, in tune with the one and true. It spoke of the one and true, only living God, back in Psalms. Praise God. There's only one God. And when we get in tune and our praise get effective, be effective unto him, we are relying upon him for our everything, every move, our every being. We rely upon God to take us through every trial, every situation, every setback, every comeback. We're going to praise him in the good time. We're going to praise him in the bad time. The scripture even showed us when they went through the water, they didn't get drowned. When they was in the fire, they didn't get burned. Praise God. God was right there to deliver in every way because your praise is effective. Praise God. Well, thank you for being here with us tonight. Keep Miss Lucille in your prayers that's going to surgery. Praise God. Don't forget her. Just mention her name. Praise God. And I know God will be happy that you mentioning someone in your prayers other than your, praise God, other than your family, someone that you don't know. Reach out. Reach out in love to them. We're so glad that you tuned in tonight. Thank you for being a part of God's Favors Ministry tonight. Please be back here next Sunday night at the same time from 7 to 8, 1 hour with us. Also, don't forget about Minister Janice Williams from 7 to 7:30 on Friday nights. May the Lord bless you. May he keep his countenance towards you. May he give you peace. May you be blessed. Praise God. Numbers chapter 6, may the blessings, the highest blessing, and Deuteronomy 28, may you be blessed in your going in and coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you never have lack. Praise God. I pray, God, choice blessings upon you. And as you continue to praise God and read his word and stick close to him, and because he sticks closer than any brother. Have a good night now. We love you. And thank you for being here with us, studying the word with us tonight. Bye-bye.